The Spirit of God is moving here on Sounds of Praise. Pastor John P. Key, Miranda Curtis, and New Life Community Choir with I Love You, Lord, I Do. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know when the Spirit moves, I usually go back and play the song again. But we got so much great music here, I can't do that today, I don't think. Tasha Cobbs coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. Love you, Lord, forever.
Love.
Tasha Cobbs here on Sounds of Praise and Love You Forever. 8 minutes past the hour, 9 minutes now past the hour, 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. Sounds of Praise Ministry. Let me give you some little advice to Darius and Katie and to Tim and Jasmine. The song said, Love You Forever. I'm going to tell you, you live together long enough, there are going to times when your love for your loved one is going to be tested. But let me give you some advice. On next Sunday's program, I pulled out so much good music for this program, I'm going to do a dedication to myself and my wife next Sunday as we celebrate our 52nd wedding anniversary, Lord willing. Which will be the actual wedding date is the 11th. The program will be on the 10th of September. And there are times, I'm telling you, in 52 years, our love has been tested. But because the love of God is toward us forever, we can embrace His love and love our loved ones through the love of Almighty God. Jesus coined a new word when he described the love of God for the entire world. He came up with the word agape. And agape is God's love to us. Now, we may have filial love because of, family. We may have amorous love for our loved ones and even our family and our loved one, the one that we love, we're married to, can test our love, and trials will come up to test your love. But because of God's love toward you, which is forever, you can, from His love that you're receiving, also love your loved ones. God takes that even further when He says, love your enemies. Now, you can only do that through the love of God. Jay Moss, Bishop Marvin L. Winans, and Byron Cage coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And we love you.
Yeah. Now, I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord?
We lift our voice to bless you. We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you.
Lift up your voices and say this.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
Say that with me. Say it.
Come here, Byron.
Say thank you a million times. Strong and mighty and able, prompt in granting your favor. My heart proclaims the truth that I'm in love with you. Yes, I am.
Good, better than mighty good on a bad day. Let the Lord know that you love him. Let the Lord know that he is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end.
6:15 here on WFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and this is the Sunday, September the 3rd edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And like I said, if you're just tuning in, we're dedicating this program to newlyweds Darius and Katie Boyd, and to be with today, Tim and Jasmine McCarthy. Okay, you may say, well, how do you appropriate the love of Jesus in situations where you don't want to feel lovely, but you need to express your love, especially to your spouse? You just allow God to take over. God is spirit, and he will minister in your spirit so that he can be in control. Now, you can refuse to allow God. There are many people who are not Christians because they, when God ministers to their spirit, they reject that ministry. They say, I don't want him in control. I don't want him to take over. But if you allow him to take over your life when you don't feel like you want to love somebody because of what they've done or whatever, hey, remember, you're not perfect either. And sometime you're going to get on your loved one's last nerve also. But Stephen Curtis Chapman's coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And if you take his advice that you allow the love of God to take over your life, he, Jesus, will do just that. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Lord, let your love take me over.
I hear the clock beat, pull me out of my sleep. Tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. And I'm praying by the man I wanna be, saying, God, please take all of me and fill me up with your love. Love, take these words that I'm speaking, love. Take these thoughts that I'm thinking, love. Take me over. Love, fill up all of my space and love. Stand right here in my place. Love, hear this prayer that I'm praying, love. Take me, love, take me over. Love, take me over. This is what I'm sure of, I can only show love when I really know how loved I am. When it overtakes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love.
Curtis Chapman, love, take me over. That's how you receive the love of God. We did not create love. God is the creator of love, and since he creates love, he can make us love even when we don't want to love. Even when we're loving the unlovable, he can allow us to do just that, because he is the master of love, and there is no greater love than the love that God alone can provide. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Crusade Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. The temperature outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts is 61 degrees. The moisture associated with former tropical storm Harvey will bring rain to the area. A high today, 66 to 71 degrees. Rain will taper off by sunset with clearing at night with a low 58 to 63 degrees. On Monday, Labor Day, the air will turn much warmer for the end of the holiday weekend. Plenty of sunshine is expected throughout the day with clear skies at night. A high on Monday, 77 to 82 degrees. A low Monday night, 64 to 69 degrees. On Tuesday, the air will turn very warm with a gusty south wind. A cold front will remain well west of the area, so conditions will be dry. A high on Tuesday, 82 to 87 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 65 to 70 degrees. And on Wednesday, considerable cloudiness with a passing shower. Not as warm, but humid. A high on Wednesday, 74 to 79 degrees. A cold front will approach, bringing more widespread showers on Wednesday night with a low 61 to 66 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 627 to Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And if you're just tuning in, where have you been? I'm just kidding. We're dedicating this program to Darius and Katie Boyd and Tim and Jasmine McCarthy. Darius and Katie are newlyweds, and Tim and Jasmine are getting married today. And I had the privilege of officiating at that ceremony. So keep us in your prayer. Okay, on this last set, we heard Pastor John P. Key along with Miranda Curtis and New Life Community Choir with I Love You, Lord, I Do. Tasha Cobbs with Love You Forever. Jay Moss along with Bishop Marvin L. Winans and Byron Cage with We Love You. Stephen Curtis Chapman with Love Take Me Over. And Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC concluded the set with No Greater Love. 628 is the Sounds of Praise time. And again, our phone number. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate some of this great music that we have to whomever you wish. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, he says, come boldly before the throne of grace where you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't find unanswered prayer in that verse. So what God is saying, if you come to him in faith, he will give you his mercy or he will give you his grace. Our problem sometimes is we can't differentiate between grace and mercy. But God knows best. His grace will take you through. Even though he may not give you the mercy, the healing that you're looking for, he is able to give you the strength to go through. That's what we said, that God is love, and his love and joy will provide you with the strength you need to overcome every situation. That's why Fred Hammond's coming right back, and he's going to sing, Lord, how I love you. Can you say amen?
Lord, my heart is yours. It all belongs to you. I give you all the glory. Yes, I love you. I worship and adore. I'm gonna tell you more. Oh, Lord, how much I really do love you. And I love you, Lord, oh, I love you, I love you, Lord, oh, I love you. cry in the door.
Wanna tell you more.
Said I love you, Lord.
Lord, how I love you.
You,
Lord.
Lord, how I love you.
You,
Lord.
You are worthy. You,
you are worthy.
You
are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
That's right, praise him, brothers. Lift him up, lift him up.
You are worthy, Lord.
You
are worthy.
Sisters, can you join in and sing it with us? Tell him how you feel.
You are worthy.
I love you.
You are worthy.
That's right, that's right.
I love you.
You are worthy.
I love you.
It's all right if you worship.
You are worthy.
I love you.
You are worthy.
I love you.
You're worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy, worthy.
Just sing it where you are.
Because Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator of all things, came sinlessly into the world and lived for 33 and a half years a sinless life, he was proclaimed worthy by the Father to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. That's fantastic. But we, who were unworthy, he deemed us worthy. to be worthy of his great sacrificial gift. So there may be somebody out there in the listening audience who said, you know, that's all true, but the kind of life I've lived, I am not worthy of God's salvation love. Totally wrong. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants you to think that you aren't worthy of the salvation gift of God, but God has determined you and me and all mankind to be worthy of his salvation. We just need to acknowledge the fact that we are unworthy. And he then will make us, through our faith in him, worthy to receive all the benefits and all the blessings that he's ordained for us even before the foundation of the world. Don't ask me to explain that. It goes beyond my ability to comprehend, but I accept it by faith. And in all these years, God has never let me down or proved or directed me to think that I am not worthy of his salvation. That's why I'm here on Sounds of Praise and I've been ministering for all these years. Not because I am worthy, but because of the worthiness that God has bestowed upon me. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with one of my favorite songs, a fairly new song, came out in 2014. And this is Worth Love Lifted Me. Listen to the message in the music here on Sounds of Praise.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your love.
Nothing else.
How many know it was God's love that lifted you? Out of everything you were going through, out of everything in your past, God loved you enough to take you out of it. Anybody witnessing here? Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God when nothing else could help. You came and rescued me. Your love lifted me. Your love lifted me. Your love lifted me. I am free to sing of your love.
It's 6:54 here on Sounds of Praise. If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and we're dedicating this program to newlyweds Darius and Katie Boyd, and soon to be wed today, Tim and Jasmine McCarthy. 6:55 is the Sounds of Praise time, and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. That's the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to pray with you or praise God with you or praise God for what God has done in somebody else's life or pray for someone else. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. But I believe that this is now time for you out there who've never received God's love to do just that. And here to encourage you is Alvin Slaughter.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my soul. Cries out for you, I receive your love for me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Receive it, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Father.